whenever he had company, somebody like you, him, come on, you go home with some of the boys for dinner, you know. And he, whenever you sit down to the table, you know, he had just got in the habit of, he'd say, all right, now you see what we have here, just help yourself. Just make a long arm and reach what you want. And he'd say that to everybody that come in, you know, and eat with him. So the preacher that was preaching over at Old Shady Grove Church, that was where all my sister and them belonged, the church that. And something happened to him one Sunday, and he was living back down, not too far back down south of where the church was.
The preacher?
Yeah. And he's acquainted with, well acquainted with a preacher who lived down about Mound, but way on down below that. And he got him to come up there and preach that Sunday in his place. And this preacher that come from, to preach in that preacher's place, they said he had a long nose, you know. And he went home with Mr. Howard for dinner that Sunday. He invited him to go home with him. And when he said, when he sat down to the table, he done been looking at his nose, you know, and he just forgot. He said, all right, you see what it is, now just make a long nose and rip. Well, he cut that off right quick. Long arm, long arm. Thank God, my sisters, I can see them, hear them now in my imagination laughing about that, you know. he did make a bobble, didn't he?
He did.
You're talking about cleaning up in that fireplace, that black stuff that would form up in there. What did you use?
Soot.
Soot.
That form up on
them. Yeah, that's black soot.
Well, or that you just form up on the inside on the chimney there?
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about that. Furniture, you're talking about the organ and all. What other pieces of furniture like what you had in your house when you were coming up? Maybe in your living room, what kind of chairs and things? And
just these old straight chairs,
wasn't it?
These old straight chairs.
Homemade ones. Some of them was homemade, most of them. We had the rocking chairs.
But I guess that's homemade too. I mean, homemade too, wasn't it? Like Mr. Barnett down the road, he used to have a shop because he made chairs. Rocking chairs and straight chairs. But
He's been dead about 7 years,
Mr. Barnes.
Yeah, 7 or 8 years.
And the picture of his shop and him making the rocking chairs and things come out in Tuscaloosa News.
I tell you what, I've got a picture in yonder of my whole family in a frame. Mm.
Yes.
I wasn't about that high. I was the youngest one in the family. If you want me, if you look at it, I'll go bring it out.
Okay.
I think that's the original. It was behind my old. That's me there. I was a baby of the family. Oh, that's my dad and brother. That's my older sister right there. This is next. And then this, the baby sister, older than me. And then you were the youngest one there. Yeah, I was a baby of the family. Me and her now are the only two living. She lives in Sumter County. I believe that picture's just the best that you can leave, isn't it?
That's still a good picture. That's held up for a long time.
That
wasn't me,
did
you? It's always in it behind the others.
Your daddy had a real big bull mustache, didn't he?
Yeah. 1917, 18, I was going to the girl up here at Harlem, Yola. You know where Yola is? That above Yola. She was the baby of her family, and I was the baby of our family. She told me one day, of course, there had never been no marriage mentioned. She said, it wouldn't do for me and you to get mad. We're the baby of each family. We've been used to being petty.
Two of them used to be petty.
Yeah.